Hello and welcome to the European Patients Podcast, representing the voice of patients in Europe. This podcast is brought to you by the European Patients Forum, the leading voice of patient organizations on the continent. My name is Chiara, I'm the Communications Officer for APF and your host on today's pod. For first-time listeners, I kindly ask you to hit the subscribe button so you can stay up to date with the most relevant and important stories, issues, and events surrounding patient-centered healthcare within Europe. Today, we have a very special episode as we are diving in all things related to the APF Congress 2022, continuing the conversation on digital transformation that will be held on 23 and 24 June 2022 in a live stream format. We are very excited to bring you this fundamental event in patient involvement, this time with a two-day in-person event. Following the success of the EPF Congress 2021, this year we'll be at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel in Brussels, where we will continue to investigate the digital transformation of healthcare while discussing new policies focusing on digital health, the European health data space, initiatives on artificial intelligence, and so much more. Today, we also want to introduce you to Anca Toma, EPF's new executive director. Anca joined the team in March 2022 at a very crucial moment for EPF and has been involved with the organization of this year's Congress since the very beginning. So you will have the chance to hear some of her personal experiences and all of her hopes and dreams for the Congress as well. Hello, Anca. Thank you so much for joining us today and for joining EPF as well. We are very excited to have you on board. So my first question for you today is, what led you to join EPF?
Well, thank you for having me, Ivana. I guess I can thank you for having me, and I guess I can thank EPF for having me. It was a synergy, really, that led me to EPF. I had been in SFP for nearly 10 years, and I was looking for a new professional challenge. And then this amazing job became available in this amazing organization that I've known for a very long time. And it seemed to me that it was exactly the sort of thing that I would have wanted to do. In my professional life, I really was passionate about a few things, and tobacco control was one of them. But patient advocacy was another one of them. And it was just so incredible to have the chance to apply for exactly the one topic that I had loved in my professional life that I hadn't yet gotten to do. So it was really exciting, and I'm very, very happy to be joining EPF.
Great. Thank you so much for your answer. What would you say was your biggest career highlight during your time at SFP, and what can you bring from your role at SFP to EPF?
I've grown a lot in SFP. I've grown as an advocate because I've had the chance to do to be part of a massive campaign to improve tobacco control legislation in Europe, and the fact that we were able to win on mandatory pictorial warnings on packs, and to have been part of that is really something that I'm very, very proud of. I've also learned a lot about how to be a manager, how to manage an organization, how to manage a board, how to manage a team. I'm very proud of having built the team that I've worked with as a director in SFP. And I am also very proud of having gained the trust and the friendship of so many people in the tobacco control and the public health community. They've been amazing. So I'm bringing all of that pride and all of that learning, and I think a lot of it has contributed to shaping me as a leader, and I'm so, so grateful for it. And I really hope to bring all the best of it to EPF and sort of help grow along the amazing team that I'm joining in EPF.
Great, thank you. What are some of the biggest issues, in your opinion, facing patients in Europe right now, and how do you plan to tackle this as executive director at EPF?
I hope to tackle issues not just as executive director at EPF, but as part of the team, as part of the EPF community, with the members, with the team. So that has to be said, right? And what it is that I'm looking forward to tackling is, well, the elephant in the room, obviously, the pandemic recovery and sort of learning from how these last 2 years have affected the lives of patients, of existing patients, how so many people became patients as a result of the pandemic, and how the health systems have or have not coped with the urgency of care. So I hope to work within our community to learn from these, to bring that experience into actionable learnings, and to reshape health systems in a way that is more equitable, that is more inclusive, and where the voice of the patients is really heard.
So the patient's voice will definitely be heard at the EPF Congress 2022 that will be held on 23 and 24 June in Brussels. Can you tell us what are the main topics that the event will cover?
Digital. This Congress is the continuation of our 2021 Congress, which was focused on the digital transformation of healthcare. So this edition of the Congress, the second part of the conversation, will focus on the so what of the conversation on digital transformation. So we are going to look a lot at the patient's perspective on data. We will be looking at the upcoming legislative developments, notably on the European health data space. We are going to examine the patient's data journey. We will have conversations on ethics, on data sharing, on data altruism. And these are just the plenaries. There is a lot more. We will be looking also at how real-world data, real-world evidence shapes the patient's experience in healthcare, but also how patients can input and how can they can be heard in the shaping of research and of real-life data. In addition, we will be having sessions on artificial intelligence, where participants will be able to have a first-hand experience of AI. We will have sessions on electronic product information, on health inequalities. We will have sessions focused on the interaction with professionals, with health professionals. We will have a session on our flagship initiative, Data Saves Lives. These are just the headlines. We will be having world-leading experts participating into the conversations. It's going to be very hard to make choices between our parallel sessions. It's going to be very interesting, very lively, and a lot of positive energy coming from this Congress. Our purpose is to make sure that the patient's voice is heard and that we bring our perspective front and center when it comes to healthcare and how the digital transformation happens in health.
Great, thank you. The Congress in 2021 was held in a completely virtual setting, but this year we are back to in-person attendance. So how do you feel about that? Which expectations do you have about this live stream event?
Well, it's very hard for me to have expectations because I have not experienced the 2021 Congress live. But I have listened back to a number of the sessions, and of course, the vibe, the energy that you get in a real life setting is a lot. It's a lot better in my view, and I think there's a lot of positiveness about returning into a real life setting, into an in-person meeting. I can sense a lot of energy coming from both our team and from our participants, from our speakers, about participating in this live. So I think while the quality of the content will be at least comparable to 2021, which was amazing, the added benefit of this is that we will get to meet people in real life, and it's our first major event live since 2019, I think, since the Congress in 2019. It's my first event in EPF myself, so it's quite an education. I very, very much look forward to it, and I think it's going to be a great event and a great experience for our team, for our members, for our speakers, for our participants.
Awesome. So just to close, what are you most excited about the EPF Congress 2022?
Oh, I thought that was very clear. It's the live setting. Excitement and the bubbly atmosphere of having an in-person event. I am very excited about meeting our community, our stakeholders, about putting real-life faces to names, about exchanging, about talking to experts. I'm excited just about the educational value for a newcomer like me in this topic. And I'm also very excited to see the result of months and months of work put by our team and our community into making this happen. And I think it's going to be really, really good for everyone.
Thank you again to Anca for joining our podcast today. We can assure you the EPF team is super excited about the Congress as well, and we are working very hard behind the scenes to make it a special event for everyone involved. We hope to welcome a lot of our listeners. You are still in time to register for the online portion of the event, and you can find all the relevant information about it on the dedicated website at epfcongress.eu. See you in Brussels on Thursday and Friday. Thanks again for joining us today on another episode of the EU Patients Podcast. We are EPF, the leading voice of patient organizations in Europe, with now 78 members across the continent. You can stay up to date on all EPF news by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn, or by visiting our website. We'll see you next time on the pod. Stay safe.